the way the growth of technology is outgrowing itself and superseding itself so quickly, we're now used to having everything at our fingertips. When it comes down to building a new home, we all still take that same approach. Couldn't be farther from the truth. Give yourself the adequate time to be able to digest the right information so that you can make proper informed decisions to avoid costly mistakes.
Their hunger for speed in the process is increasing.
We're becoming a throwaway society.
How has the rise of technology and social media transformed the decision-making process for homeowners?
Yeah, look, that's a good one. You know, technology and how that's rapidly evolving, you know, is a, it's a fantastic thing, but it's a bit of a double-edged sword, I guess you could say there now, that the way the growth of technology is, you know, outgrowing itself and superseding itself so quickly, we're now used to having everything at our fingertips, you know. So from having, you know, once upon a time to wait a little bit of time, you know, to gain or gather something there, like we now got Menulog and Uber Eats and, you know, those sorts of things that are out there that have now started training our minds in the way we adapt to all situations is that we can have it now. We can have it yesterday. So I used to say, you know, we're becoming a throwaway society. But, you know, we are. Unfortunately, we are a throwaway society there. And, you know, the problem with that there is we're used to everything being so fast-paced. You know, it's that fast, you know, and everyone's so busy and so time-poor. We want everything yesterday. We want answers now, you know, and when it comes down to building a new home, we all still take that same approach into that. And, you know, it couldn't be farther from the truth. Like, you need to give yourself the adequate time to be able to digest the right information so then you can make proper informed decisions to avoid, you know, very costly, you know, mistakes.
So it sounds like it's a bit of a tricky one because these... as you're talking about the Uber Eats apps and apps in general today are designed to make life more efficient and make life, let's say, more effective, right? But it sounds like from what you're saying is there are some things that just can't be rushed.
Look, that's exactly right. Like, you know, on the flip side of that, there's many positive things out there. Like we use plenty of apps and tools and, you know, we're definitely an advocate for the growth in technology. Like, I actually think it's fascinating and, you know, I'm always on the forefront of looking for new things to help empower our company or, you know, help out my team members or, you know, it could be something so trivial, as I said, like a small app that could save someone time, you know. But if we can do all that there and give our customers a much more enjoyable journey, you know, it's worth it to me, you know. But you've got to just find that balance between it all. But I guess it's just because we're all so used to having everything now that we just can't have that same mentality when it comes down to making very big decisions. Generally, the biggest decision you'd ever make in your life is building a home and have that same approach in that specific situation.
Just going back to your comment of you kind of feel like today we're living in a throwaway society. What specifically do you mean by that?
Well, unfortunately, because of, you know, the world we are living in there now and the cost of living and how that really impacts on our decision-making there, this is why you're getting people always attracted to that, you know, price that sounds too good to be true, you know, and instead of, you know, digesting that price and potentially other prices that they're comparing there to, they're just taking things on face value and, you know, potentially thinking, oh, well, this is the best price that fits within my rooms. Everything's going to be okay, you know, but a lot of the times that ain't okay and they end up with a home that they physically didn't want. You know, they're not proud of themselves.
you know, you mentioned earlier that you guys are using some technology to streamline some of your processes. Can you talk to any technology regarding any form of like real-time tracking or real-time data that's actually helped your guys' process become more efficient or more streamlined?
Yeah, look, like I said, we're always looking at different technologies and methods and apps and stuff like that there. You know, there's many out there that have helped us, you know, track time. You know, it could be, you know, each individual job in itself there, you know, we have in their own individual portals. But, you know, I find it's a matter of using multiple platforms and multiple tools and picking the best bits out of them there to get the best outcome, to be able to find, you know, that little bit of information that you truly need.
Mm. Just jumping back on that throwaway society thought bubble that you had, in an ideal scenario, you know, if today you feel like everybody's got a throwaway society kind of mentality, what would be the ideal mentality for people to have when coming into the construction industry, even when, you know, we're living in this super fast-paced technological world with AI and, you know, everything on the rise? What's the right mentality to have in this game?
Look, I think you've just got to be open-minded, you know, and the best mentality that you need to sort of be taken into all situations there is looking at the pros and cons of all of those areas. You know, sometimes it's worth investing a little bit here on a specific product that, you know, is easily, you know, changed or swapped out later on. But then there's certain products and stages of a construction that you don't want to be putting cheaper options in, you know, because to be replacing that or doing that down the line is going to cost you tens of thousands of dollars more. So sometimes it's a matter of just digesting the whole thing as a whole, then breaking that down and working out, okay, well, what's critical and what's not as critical. And a good builder should be able to give you those options and help you digest that information there so then you can make the best informed decision for yourself. Because, you know, you don't want to be sort of getting into your new home and, you know, a few months down the track or years down the track, you're having problems and putting all this money, you know, into your home, where as if you spent that little bit to start with, you wouldn't be outlaying this money. So then you're technically paying for things twice.
Mm. And do you find that today, are you dealing with more and more customers who are perhaps more impatient, and, you know, their hunger for speed in the process is kind of increasing? Or do you feel like you guys are managing that process quite well?
Look, for ourselves, I believe we manage it very well. You know, I believe like our customers are fantastic, you know, so we build great relationships with them. And I believe it's because of the communication and the skill sets that we have and a journey we take our customers on there. It paints a really clear picture for them. And there's, you know, steps in place there for them to be able to reach out and ask questions and, you know, digest anything, you know, that ever arises for them. So, you know, for us, we don't have a problem with that there, but I do see that is a big problem out there because, you know, the right processes haven't been, you know, put in play or the right steps haven't been taken, which then can start causing many problems.
Do you feel that, can you speak to any potential drawbacks with the rise of technology? Like, is there anything that you can see that, like, with all these new apps or with all this new software, that there's actually any negative impacts?
I don't think it's specifically a negative thing with how the rise of technology is there. Like, it's got by far more benefits there if it's managed and controlled correctly there. Mm. It's the old thing that you just got to remember that sometimes going back to basics, or, you know, just going back to, you know, the real world of still using a bit of pen and paper and, you know, drawing something up and help people still visualize something, or, you know, it's just a matter of just not forgetting some of the fundamentals that can still be as important, that links and complements, you know, the technology that we have today.
I guess nothing supersedes the humanizing of the experiencing, right?
Well, that's exactly right. You know, like, for us, we're building people a home. Mm. You know, it's just not a investment throw together, you know, property that they're never going to look at. You know, it's a huge investment there for them, and we want to make sure that they love their home for many, many years to come and don't have problems with their homes.
Mm. Well, yeah, that's awesome, and I think there's a lot of advice within that. I think just shifting gears, I might just ask you the all-important question from my Get to Know Your Norm jar.
Okay.
Let's see what we get. All right. You've picked a hard one, I can tell. Oh, we've done that one already. I thought I'd put that one to the bottom. Hang on. I'll get you to choose another one. All right. Let's have a look. Wow, this one's interesting. Okay. Norm, if you could instantly learn the complete truth about one mystery or secret in the world, what would you choose and why?
Oh, this is a pretty easy one. It's is it the chicken or the egg? No, it's that's a bit of a funny one. It's something that I have a little bit of a joke about with my daughter quite often, and it definitely stirs the pot. So it's what come first, the chicken or the egg sort of thing. Yeah.
That is the age-old question. Well, on that, thanks, Norm.
No problem. Thanks, mate.